Welcome to Cinema Vino. We have a special guest tonight joining Travis and I. It's Taylor Owens.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Taylor.
Thank you, Travis.
Oh, that was very sweet.
Sweaty balls.
Tonight we're going to drink a little Yardstick Cabernet. We're going to talk about sequels, second movies, our favorite second movies of all time. So, should be an interesting discussion.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll go around the horn. Start with Taylor. What is your favorite second movie ever made?
Well, when you told me all this, I really thought, you know, there are so many, in my opinion, really good second movies. Mm-hmm. But when I thought long and hard about this, I had to think, okay, what movie did I like that was probably just as good as the first one, if not better? Mm-hmm. And of all the movies, which you guys know is a lot of my favorite movies, I really sat down and I said, okay, this one might not be the one that I'll watch over and over and over again, but I'm going to watch it and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And my best sequel is Home Alone 2. And reason why I'm mm-hmm. saying this is you look at the movie and a lot of the sequels, I feel like you already know what's going to happen. Like you're like, okay, like Wayne's World 2. You're like, okay, we know what's going to happen here. It's going to be just kind of sketch comedy, funny stuff here. And they do it really well. When I looked at Home Alone 2, they told you what was happening in the title. There was like Lost in New York. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we know what's going to happen here. He's going to be lost in New York. Mm-hmm. But damn it, they did it really well.
Yeah.
And it was like, they actually found a way to make him lost in the airport again. Mm-hmm. And kind of believable. And I was like, damn, that's a really good. And they bring back the two greatest thieves in the history of cinema, the Sticky Bandits. Mm-hmm. And they...
Well, Wet Bandits. In this one, they're
that
sticky.
Is true. Yeah, they're the Sticky
they
Bandits.
They upped their game to Sticky now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
The Sticky Wet Bandits.
But, you know...
sounds like a porno scene.
Yeah. That's gross.
And we'll go back to the child being chased by two grown men. It was... But it was...
I've seen that one.
Yeah. It was very well done.
But no, it also had solid product placement and that little talk boy dude mm-hmm. that yes. he had that was prominently displayed in that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, Tim Curry.
Curry. Mm-hmm. Yes.
As the concierge.
Mm-hmm. As the peeper. Mm-hmm. You know, if anything, the voyeurism. Mm-hmm. You know? And it was yes. just like, I mean, we can't really get into that, but I mean, interesting. And I mean, also a cameo appearance by our current president. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean,
oh, our national hero.
Yeah. What? Donald Trump? He was in the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, briefly.
He asked him where the... Okay. Mm-hmm. This is...
Gross.
Yeah.
You also substitute the old man from the first one for the bird lady from Mary Poppins in this one.
So Pigeon lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And again, that worried me as well. There were a lot of things that kind of freaked me out. But overall... It was a movie that you knew damn well. All right, he's going to get lost. He's going to throw things at these two adult men. Mm-hmm. But by God, it was believable. And man, it was well done.
Mm-hmm. It was lovely. The pigeon lady, also foster mother in Angels in the Outfield.
There you go.
Oh.
Could be in the same universe.
Yeah, that is mark. That could be the same universe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, before we get into Travis's picks, and I'm going to kind of show my cards here. Was there an Angels in the Outfield too?
Electric
Boogaloo? I'm not sure.
There's definitely like six Air Buds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? Yeah. I just couldn't remember because, I mean, I'm sure Tony Danza would probably mm-hmm. be all over that.
He's mm-hmm. like for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. he's waiting on that Angels 2 money.
Yeah. That reboot.
You got to pay the IRS somehow. Yeah. How many Beethovens did they make? Anybody know that?
Charles Grodin? Mm-hmm. Is that the name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know there was a two.
I mean, I probably watched it. I probably enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I think they made a three, and then I was like, time to grow up.
Wasn't there one called Beethoven's Fifth? Am I wrong about that?
God.
I believe there was.
You know, there was that time where like there were some really, really good ones that were coming out that were straight to VHS. Mm-hmm. And one that along the Air Bud was also MVP, the Most Valuable Primate. Mm-hmm. He also did some other... I mean, there was an animal craze.
Mm-hmm. Joey from Friends?
That might have been Dunstan Checks In.
Fuck, how many are there?
No, it was Ed. Was it called Ed?
Well, which one had Jason Alexander?
I think that was Dunstan.
That was Dunstan. Okay. There was an animal craze in Hollywood there for, you know, maybe like mid, late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a real ape renaissance in the 90s. There was a real chimpanzee renaissance.
Mighty Joe Young reboot. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. What was that guy's name? Bill Pullman?
Bill Paxton.
Paxton.
Oh. Bill Pullman's a different guy.
Bill Paxton.
I think they're the same. Oh, Independence Day. Mm-hmm. It's Bill Paxton. Mm-hmm. All right. Is he dead too?
Probably.
Cool.
I'm not sure. We'll have to Wikipedia.
Well, R.I.P. to Bill Pullman as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Wherever you are. But yeah, so Trav, what's your...
All right, now clearly mine are going to be mostly comic book movies. I'm just going to try and rail through them real quick. And one I just thought of was Hellboy 2, which mm-hmm. I really enjoyed.
Because
it was a lot different from the first one, and still directed by Guillermo del Toro. And also, he's also in another one of mine, which is Blade 2, which was really good before they made shitty Blade Trinity. Because it was totally, again... different from the first one. Didn't have the same setup. Still really good. Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock. Alfred Molina. That one was awesome. And before, again, they fucked it up with the third one. I think my favorite, though, sequel... I just thought of two more. Well, fuck, I'll rail through them, too. All right, X-Men 2.
That I agree with. Yeah. I was when you were saying it, I was like, that second one was... I mean, the first one was still good because it what it was.
Right.
But also the opening scene to even the very end. The X-Men 2 was awesome.
I think that was the best singular X-Men movie still. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other ones are good too. But I just remembered fucking Captain America, Civil War. No, Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier was the fucking tits.
Titties.
Oh my God. It was, yeah.
I did not see that one.
Okay. I want to see, do I have any non-comic book related ones?
And real quickly, Travis, have you heard the press that's coming out about the new X-Men Dark Phoenix?
That it might not come out at all?
Well, maybe, but that they are, people that screened it said that it borrowed several scenes almost verbatim from X-Men 3.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah.
No?
So?
No?
Think about
not
that.
Not even in like a pre-viz style? They're just like, we're definitely... They do that in old shitty Godzilla movies. When they're wanting to add like a little bit more time, they're like, y'all, we got 48 minutes of bullshit. Can we like pad this with about 15 minutes of other bullshit? Yeah.
But yeah, supposedly there's a scene where Jean Grey and Scott Summers like kiss, but she wants to take the glasses off. And, you know, just it's okay, I can control it or whatever. From X-Men 3.
Wow.
So,
but it's with the other actors.
It's with the other actors, but it's a copy of the...
Yes. All right. I'm kind of okay with that because it's an iconic part of, like, the actual comic books.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see them wanting to pay homage to it, but they've already fucking done it in film.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're probably going to do it when they steal it from the MCU.
Yeah.
But fuck, those are the only ones I can think of right now. I'm going to try and think of some non-comic book related ones, but I'll let you fire off.
Yeah, I mean, the easy ones that everybody thinks of are Empire Strikes Back and Godfather Part 2.
And Temple of Doom.
Yeah. And, you know, Temple of Doom?
Well, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, you know, and this is barring interrupting Todd, but this bars the other question, too, is when you talk about sequels, you know, when you talk about Empire Strikes Back, that whole Star Wars is all together. So it's like, well, was that a sequel? It's because it's basically a trilogy at the time.
Yeah.
Same with like X-Men that, or even Spider-Man. I mean, goddamn, how many of those are there now?
Yeah.
Yes, that was awesome compared to the first one, but then it became this franchise.
Right.
It was like, for example, American Pie movies. Mm-hmm. American Pie 2 was actually okay, but then they went off and created this whole other franchise that was just dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
And not that those movies were going to win Academy Awards anyway, but... You know, but I do agree. Like Empire Strikes Back is up there. You know, but even the Jurassic Park movies. You know, Jurassic Park 2.
A Lost World with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh no, that was terrible. But it was still like a good, you know, for that trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Toy Story 2 is another one I enjoyed a lot.
Yes.
Terminator 2.
Yes.
I think that would be everybody's like probably best.
Mm-hmm.
It was so different from the first. Well, I mean. It was still a really, really good flick, but I think it was so different for its time. Mm-hmm. So that I think that would probably be...
Oh, you're going to fucking say Godfather Part 2.
RD. I said that was the one that everybody says.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That I missed that part.
But yeah, Terminator 2 and the first Terminator are kind of on different sides of the same coin, where it's like the first Terminator is like the low budget shoestring
right.
science fiction. You know, James Cameron kind of just starting out. The second one's like $100-something million budget, all right. the special effects you can buy.
You know, so, what? It just made me think of Evil Dead 2, which is not exactly a sequel. It's kind of a reboot. It's kind of like they made the first one to make yeah. enough money to like then be able to do the first one. Like the first one's like a rough draft. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, now that we have the notoriety and money, like, we can actually do it. Because mm-hmm. it, so it's not technically a sequel, but it is the second one.
Yeah. Well, like, and you got to think of the ones that, you know, Todd was mentioning, even Godfather. Think about how much budget goes into these second or these sequel action films. Like, you're mm-hmm. all the, you know, comic book movies, which, I mean, that talk about the huge budget that go into, like, shit, we got to do better than the first one. Mm-hmm. But you look at these comedies. Like, they don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, hey, our budget's $60 million. We can do whatever we want. Nope. And, like, nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
What we're overpassing right now is one of the other greatest sequels, which was Hot Shots Part Deux. And, but if you think about that, I mean, that budget, I mean, that was what? Maybe $10 million. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was fucking hilarious. Like, yeah. all the naked guns. It was mm-hmm. like a budget of $5. And they just, and they killed it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's more difficult, I think, to do these. You know, Hellboy 2 was good. I like the first one more just because I never really knew what Hellboy was. So yeah. for me, that was like really awesome. But
I'm not saying it was better than the first one, well, but it was still good. Like a legit yeah. good sequel.
But you think of all that stress putting on there, like, you know, hey, we got to, you know, the company's giving us $200+ million. Yeah. We can't fuck this up. Mm-hmm. And it was like, an American Pie is like, oh, we're giving you like $5. Like, go ahead and just show some titties. It's like,
I've got one more that is probably on everybody's plate. Lord of the Rings Two Towers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That one gets my titties in a purple nurple every time I watch it. That Battle is, of Helm's Deep.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
That is by far. And like again, it kind of falls into like the whole trilogy thing where it's like, okay, it's part of the Lord of the Rings series. Mm-hmm. But still, that I think after people seeing The Fellowship and then seeing that one, they were like, damn. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't wait for Return of the King, which I think kind of bummed some people out, including myself.
Yeah.
It was good, but I still enjoy it. I liked all the big crazy ass battles. I get that the 30-minute long ending was like too fucking long. Mm-hmm. But I still fucking pop in my extended DVDs to watch it. Like, I get it, but it was such a big ass fucking journey that it kind of needed
I agree too. When I first saw it, yeah.
left out part of, like, I guess at the end, the scouring of the Shire, which would have been an extra, like, 30 minutes. They were like, we already got a 30-minute ending. Let's wrap this up.
Oh, my God.
they played their own music to play them on stage. We're like, guys, you thought this was bad? We could have tacked on another 30.
Yeah. Oh,
however, it would have had more Christopher Lee in it, so.
R.I.P.
He's not dead.
Oh, okay. I figured he and Bill Pullman were somewhere, you know,
playing
skip bow together in heaven.
But Jesus.
But anyway, going back to Todd, besides the other, you know, is there one that like stands out to you?
I mean, for the nerds out there, I would say The Wrath of Khan, the second Star Trek movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, mm-hmm. yeah.
That is nice.
And it's way better than the damn first one they made.
One of the only ones I've seen was the second one.
Well, I think they normally say that like all of the even-numbered Star Wars are the good ones.
Star Trek.
Yeah, you said Star
Wars.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I said
well,
Star Trek.
I mean, to be fair, the even-numbered ones are still pretty good with Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's like...
Except for Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Yeah, that was like a monkey humping a sprinkler for 2 hours. That was brutal.
Oh, yeah, and Avengers 2, that, I mean, it hasn't aged well. It's like, I still, enjoy it.
That was Ultron?
Ultron. Mm-hmm. But, and then Iron Man 2 was just kind of meh.
That was real meh.
Yeah, then what else? A Thor 2? Fuck! I don't wipe my ass with Thor 2.
Move away from the speakers.
God, Christopher
when
Eccleston.
We speak about Thor.
Malekith the Accursed? Where was the cask of Ancient Winters?
That is
what I ask.
Travis is having a spell right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
He's not wrong.
Holy Christ.
Travis's eyes briefly went black like a shark's.
Roll over white. What other Avengers sequels am I missing out on? There's Cap, Iron Man, Thor. We haven't had a Black Widow one yet. And there wasn't really a Hulk one.
But I'm Ant-Man too.
Ooh, yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it was kind of the second verse of Ant-Man 1. Mm-hmm. If you like the first one, you like the second one.
Yep. So. All the... Ooh, Superman 2 with mm-hmm. Terrence Stamp.
Superman.
Superman. Yeah, that one was good. Batman Returns. Decent Christmas
Dark
movie.
Dark Knight.
Ooh. Fuck that's my up there. Titties. Yeah.
That's a good... Yeah.
Stay on that one for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know... We're talking about what we love and what we liked, and Travis has already hit on his least favorite, which apparently is Thor 2. But I mean, you know, like, when you think about one that you didn't like, what one of mine was Die Hard 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, even I was still young when it came out, but I remember showing Travis Die Hard 2 for the first time, and I was like, "Hey, we're gonna watch this, and just to let you know, there are some of the worst one-liners." In the world.
No, I'm sorry. The first thing that you warned me about was this big dude's booty crack right at the very beginning doing Tai Chi in some apartment. Just like, well, however, you're like, if memory serves, you're like, yeah, there's a like super naked dude in the beginning of this, but his butt cheeks on point. Yeah. I saw it and I was like, you ain't wrong.
Okay. Yeah. You know, memory gets a little blurred, but yes, we did. It was something along those lines. But I remember watching it and, you know, the first time I saw it, I was like, this is nothing like the first one. This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, after watching it a few more times, it's not, to me, I don't take it as what it was supposed to be. It's a comedy for me now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Die Hard 2, I'm like, wow, this is absolutely terrible. The one-liners are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It might be better than Die Hard 4, but it was still, you know, when I first saw it, I was like, this is absolute dog shit.
Mm-hmm. I've told Todd this before that, like, You're right. It is not a great sequel, but I really like the plot of it. Like the having like, you don't even have to have like the your kidnap, like your hostages there. They're like, fuck it. They're way far away from us. We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We just have to like, we've got time on our side. They don't have to tell the cops like, hey, you have it here by midnight tonight or else. Well, all right, fine. We'll give you one more hour.
Right.
Like, there's none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You got a timeline. You're like, you can try and refuel planes in air, but you ain't going to do it forever.
Yeah.
So I like the plot and the idea of it, but you're right. It was execution, not awesome.
I think it's not so
Alan Rickman.
That's what I'm about. It's like with these Die Hard movies, it's not so much odd and even. It's German and non-German villains.
Very, very true.
I mean, if these villains had a German accent, it'd make the one-liners a lot.
That's true.
Simon Says.
Mm-hmm.
It just made it so much better. Oh, gosh.
Talk to me. What are my detonators? Or shall I shoot another one?
Clay. Yeah. Bill. Clay. So is there a second one, Todd, that you just do not... That when you first saw, you were like, wow, this sucks.
Makes your penis inverted.
Attack of the Clones is one. I mean, Star Wars.
Yeah.
That was my Thor 2. That's a full diaper floating down the river. But I would say also the second Matrix movie was, and it's not as bad as the third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as the third.
You at least had a cool like 40-minute like car chase with ghosts and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. Because I mean, you got, especially with that one, you were so hyped up.
Yeah. Such a letdown.
You were so hyped up and it was like, oh man, and they're going to release them 6 months. So like, man, we're going to get both films in like 6 months. And then you were like, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely dog shit.
Take another year.
Yeah, it was like, it's okay. You know, be like James Cameron. Do the Avatar thing in like 2021. You know, it was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna wait a decade.
Yeah,
it was like, we're just gonna wait.
Ghostbusters 2, technically, I mean, really not better than the first, but it through several viewings, it has grown on me to an obscene amount.
Yes,
Janos Poha, played by Peter McNichol.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Dialogue saved that film because again, you knew what was gonna happen. Like, Ghostbusters, they're going to catch some ghosts. There's going to be a lot of ghosts in this film. But goddamn, it was funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kino, Ninja Turtles 2. Hello. Okay,
first of all.
Super Shredder, Toka Rezar.
Again, Vanilla Ice.
I loved it as a child.
Yes, he saved that movie, Vanilla Ice did. But I will say,
Ninja
Turtles 2, I think, was just very depressing because it made it seem too real. I was like, man, this really sucks. But by God, it surpassed Turtles 3.
Shit.
Oh my God.
I saw that once in the theaters, and then I think I saw it once on VHS like years ago. I tried to watch it again. I was like, I haven't seen this in forever. I bought the trilogy, and I popped it in. And I was like, this is rough.
Casey Jones does return. So that helped it out a little bit. But, I mean, yeah, there was no pizza involved. It's just...
They didn't even call it Turtles in Time.
Yeah, well, what was it called? Wild West? It was
just Ninja Turtles 3.
Oh, shit, they just gave up.
Yeah.
It's like
Ninja Turtles. It's a TGRI guy.
Knuckle Up. Well, how about the second Three Ninjas movie?
I don't remember. Wait,
was that Surf's Up? Or was that the third one?
One of them, they go to a mountain.
Ooh. And fight Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. God, I remember that, and that's sad.
I've been wanting to go on a deep dive of Hulk Hogan movies, like Mr. Nanny and Suburban Commando.
Mr. Nanny was okay. That was not a bad film. There was a string of like babysitter movies. There were Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter. Wait, is that it? Baby, Don't Tell Mom Babysitter Dead. Yeah, yeah. That was actually pretty cool. Mr. Nanny.
Adventures in Babysitting.
I'm gonna say, I don't know if it was necessarily a babysitting movie, but House Guest. I mean, that was
Sinbad,
and R.I.P. Old Phil Hartman.
Yeah,
it's like, but
probably R.I.P. Sinbad.
Jeez, I think Sinbad is still doing something. I don't know what, but I mean, there was a babysitter that craze for a while, man.
It's a niche film.
Yeah.
Also, I cannot let it go by without saying I like Fright Night Part 2, the sequel to Fright Night. Yeah, it wasn't great. And they reused some stuff like from Ghostbusters. But yeah, not as good as the original. I still enjoy it, though.
I'm going to throw one out there, Aliens.
Oh, yes. So, it was another one that was different director, completely different from
I think
first one was Jaws. Second one was something.
Yeah.
Not Jaws. Well put.
Yeah. But I think that's what makes those films like them more, like The Terminator. I think that's what you could look at and be like, man, it was so different. Aliens, same way, it was so different. One, you know, speaking of, now we're just getting on James Cameron, but I mean, Rambo. I mean, again, we can't compete with Hot Shots, but it was like Rambo 2. I mean, hello. It was like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Was Hot Shots Part 2 where Charlie Sheen shoots a chicken through a bow and arrow?
Yes. And that was cinematic gold. I mean, you go back and look at that film, and it was like, again, a shoestring budget. They pulled some stuff out.
Yeah.
And like, I got to say, I have it on DVD. You just gotta flip it over for the second one. It's a flipper. But it was like, God, it is a. Honestly, I just love those slapstick comedies because you can just do whatever you want. And you're just like, okay, we're gonna do a second one and a third one and a fourth one. And it was like, and you know what? We're gonna do a 30-minute short film on the B side of this, and you just can do whatever you want.
It was that film that gave me the inspiration to start. Bouncing food from my belly button to my mouth.
Hot Shots?
Yeah. He has the love scene in front of the fridge, and he came grabbing more and more stuff. I'm just now remembering.
Yes.
And he bounces an olive off her stomach.
I think it is an olive.
She flexes and it bounces up into her mouth.
Yeah.
I can do that, ladies.
And I think there was mustard involved. I can't remember.
There was a lot of mustard.
And that was before we took all of our clothes off.
Jesus.
Ay, ay, ay.
But anyway, that's enough puns. We're going to take a brief break, and we will be back with some more Cinema Vino. So, yeah, welcome back to Cinema Vino. We're going to talk about the wine that we drank briefly, Yardstick Cabernet. So, Yardstick's part of Goldschmidt, and Goldschmidt has some high-end stuff, and Yardstick is kind of their second-tier wine. So, I figure it kind of fit the idea of sequels a little bit, spinoffs, whatnot.
And it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was nice and bright, fruity.
Yes.
I wanted more of it.
Yeah,
I had to share with you, Fox.
That's always a good one. I wanted more of it. Yeah. Good descriptor.
That looked good in Wine Spectator.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor, I love having you here, but God damn, we got to split this three ways now?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
That's what she said.
Hey-o.
It's a nice little, probably 20-ish, $22-ish dollar Cabernet.
So I enjoyed. You call it one of those, I always hate the term, but one of those everyday wines where it's $20, but... still really, you know, great tasting. It could probably be paired with a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's
probably go really well with lamb.
Yes.
Wood plank salmon or some shaved truffles.
Ooh.
Or some cordon bleu, or what are the fish eggs called?
I think you're caviar. You're just naming food. You're not really.
The fanciest of cottage cheeses.
The fanciest of cottage cheeses.
Now that intrigues me. Now, artisanal cottage cheese is something you do not see.
Havarti cottage cheese? Munster?
I think we're stumbling across something. I mean, should we think about an artisanal cottage cheese podcast?
Todd, delete this. we need to get all that cottage cheese money. We can't, like, be just giving this away.
Yeah. Cottage industry.
All right. So what's our wrap-up topic?
We're going to talk about, like, if you could pick one second movie to take to your desert island and watch until the Harlem Globetrotters get there to rescue you. What second movie would you take?
I think I got this one. I already mentioned it, but it's probably going to be Lord of the Rings: Two Towers because it's a 3-hour frickin' movie.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just Battle for Helm's Deep never gets old.
Mm-hmm.
And just the camaraderie and the love between Legolas and Gimli brings a tear to my eye.
I'm going to agree with Travis in the sense that that's a good film. It's a lot of, because there's a lot of dialogue, but also a lot of action. So I applaud your choice. This is a struggle for me because I do kind of prefer the comedies to keep me going. If I had to choose one, Home Alone is up there, and I know I just pretty much bashed it, but I do think it would be Die Hard right now. This is kind of on the... Die Hard 2. Only because of the one-liners, to where I can almost put it on in a desert island and walk away. Like, I don't have to see it. I can just hear it and be like, hey, guy, what do I look like to you? A sitting duck. Actually, and I can hear that. I know exactly what scene that is, what terrible actor is doing it, and there's about to be a shootout, you know, and it's just like, okay, I don't have to watch it, but I can hear it. And it's, I mean, it's just so dialogue-heavy that, I mean, if I had to choose one right now, I would say I would just take Die Hard 2 with me.
That is a very intelligent choice because someone somewhere would sense it, come to the island, find you, and turn it off. And you would get a ride home.
Have the same stuff happen to the same guy twice. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Is like Groundhog Day a sequel?
Kind of. I mean, it's difficult.
You know, we were talking about this the other day. Nobody knows how many times they've actually seen it.
You know what? I mean, I know we're going to get to Todd's, but another movie that I just thought of before we, which also might compete with the island, was Rush Hour 2.
Yes.
It was better than Rush Hour, 100%.
Yes.
And I got to say, that was okay.
I'm going to go maybe with Toy Story 2. It's funny. Okay. It's an, like a, you know, comedy, like you say.
Yeah.
It's uplifting. And yeah, you could have it on in the background while you're like chasing crabs on the beach.
Yeah. Well,
I really wanted Incredibles 2 to be better. I wanted it to be that same level.
Well, and like Toy Story 2, I think the other, we didn't really get into it, but so many celebrities are in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I mean, you know, Ernest, R.I.P., you know, one of the, you know, great, great, you know, voice, but with so many celebrities in it, you can almost, when you watch the film, you can almost see the celebrities as the character.
Was Ernest Goes to Jail the second in that franchise? Because if so, this discussion's over about the best.
I just forgot about The Spy Who Shagged Me.
That's a good,
That's not bad.
Now,
Tay. What is the second James Bond movie? Not Dr. No. Is it Goldfinger?
From Russia with Love.
Love, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like, wait. It's like, well, which Bond?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think Toy Story 2 was. But honestly, the Ernest, I mean, there is no sequel to Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest is just, he's just got everything. Mm-hmm. Ernest Slam Dunk, Ernest Goes to the Army.
Ernest Goes to Egypt.
Yeah, I mean.
Big Top Pee Wee? Holy shit. I forgot about Big Top Pee Wee.
This is a
And Short Circuit 2? Todd, this has got to go off for another 45 minutes.
This is a 7-part series. It's like, this is going to take place.
Do you guys remember in Big Top Pee Wee when he found out how to grow a little weenie from a plant? And he had his hidden greenhouse and his little, he had like a handprint deal, and his pig sidekick had a little snout deal to put his snout up to get underneath. Guys, yeah. Chris Christopherson was in that fucking movie.
He was tiny. I want to watch it. Pee-wee.
And the gal Pee-wee Plows in that movie. Same gal from Hot Shots.
Yeah, that's the Olive Girl.
We brought it back around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It all goes back to man. Olives.
God.
Yeah.
God, I just had another aneurysm. Not
I don't think, Travis, I think you just changed your desert island movie, is what it sounds like. It's like
more like need to change my shorts.
It's like Two Towers gone. It's
like Big Top Pee-wee for the win.
Travis started briefly foaming at the mouth during that.
Here's two things I'm going to take away from this podcast. Mm-hmm. I really want to see all the Die Hard movies again now. And two, I got to see fucking Big Top Pee-wee.
Which is on Blu-ray somewhere, unlike King Ralph.
Todd, goddamn, wrap us up.
This has been another episode of Cinema Vino, and we thank you guys very much for joining us.
Thank you, Taylor, for coming out.
And thank you guys Dynamite for having me. In.
Thank you, Taylor James Owens.
Thank you.
Dr. Hoops.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we invite you to join us again for some more wine and movies. We still don't have an outro. We still don't have something to say.
Turn around, don't drown, I thought.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you got?
Drink up.
What was the...
I don't like the way you all looked at me when I said that. I felt like that was a very good ending.
Pucker up.
I said drink up.
That's good. Oh, what was in Full House, Bob Saget's Wake Up San Francisco, what was their sign-off? Did they have one?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. That's your
shit.
You're throwing a knuckleball.
I don't know if he had a sign-off.
Mm-mm. Okay. Todd, play us out.
What do you mean to play us out? We'll do it live.
I think I will say that I want your outro music to be Ranger Joe now. Now we're getting on Full House. Again, that's a whole other podcast. Yeah. That's outrageous.
Oh, so, yes.
As fast can be, you'll never catch me.
Before we... I might have had a few more of these wines. Did you say your film? That you would take on a desert island?
Maybe I didn't.
I don't think you did.
No, I think it was Toy Story 2.
Yeah, you did. Yep, okay, yeah, good. Okay, shit, yeah. Sorry.
Guys, this wine's really good.
I know. I'm certain you can edit, but...
And it got overshadowed by Big Top Pee-wee and Travis.
I mean... I'm now starting to consider my pick. It was like, if I can find a Region 1 Blu-ray.
Excuse me, I'd also like to change my pick to Big Top Pee-wee.
That's three Big Top Pee-wees.
That sounds like a drive-thru menu meal. Like me yelling Sawsome Sauce at Wendy's.
Oh, God. I also feel like, and this is one more thing, wasn't it back in the day you could get a VHS video and a pizza and like a 2-liter Coke. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you can get Big Top Pee-wee and a stuffed crust pizza and a 2-liter Coke if you order now. Wasn't that a thing for a while? Mm-hmm. Couldn't you get a VHS video with that?
Yes, that sounds actually, yes, I think I got I got Corinna from Papa John's Pizza. Corinna?
Is that Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoopi Goldberg? Is Whoopi Goldberg in there?
Yep.
I don't think any of this is true.
And the little Pepsi gal from the Pepsi commercials. Todd, kill this dog. Let's get out of here.
That's the worst combination I've ever heard in my life.
Pizza was delicious.
That's an express ticket to diarrhea.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
That's your outro.
Maybe keep going forward and drown. We will see you next time.